Today's readings caused me to recollect on a film I once saw. It's called The Wind and the Lion. Not the greatest film in the world, but a good film. And in it, the hero has led his people to fight against great odds and at very great cost to pursue what he sees as right. In the final scene, the only surviving compatriot turns despairingly to his leader and says, "We have lost everything." The man's response, at least to me, is memorable and profound. "Is there nothing in your life worth losing everything for?" Today, we hear about Solomon, King David's son, who is now becoming king since the death of his father. We have to remember that this line of earthly kings has been chosen by God himself. And Solomon is very aware of this. And so the responsibility weighs upon him. The Lord appears to Solomon in a dream. Now take note, Solomon is not dreaming about God. God comes to him while he sleeps, and that's very important. Because God offers Solomon a gift, any gift at all. And we hear the story of how Solomon is given his great wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom because he was aware of his own weakness before God. And such humility is very pleasing to God. Now think about it. In order to receive wisdom to rule God's people, Solomon let go of the possibilities toward personal gain and instead embraced the reality of service to God and God's people. In effect, Solomon saw a pearl of great price and gave up all else to purchase it. Apparently, we can conclude that for him, wisdom was the greatest treasure to be pursued above any other gift. And as we see, this resulted in God favoring him greatly because of the intent of his heart. God favored him not only in what he asked for, but in what he gave up as well. God's appreciation and generosity is overwhelming. We have to note also that the wisdom we're talking about is essentially living and ruling the people in the ways of God who is most wise. So here, wisdom equates with the desire by Solomon and his intent to live and rule in the ways of the kingdom of heaven. So now we move to the gospel. And what do we hear? The kingdom of heaven is like. Those great words. And then we hear of priceless pearls and treasures in fields. But we don't hear descriptions of lounging around in the clouds, blissful resting, or a perpetual party with our friends and relatives. We don't hear that. What we hear is talk of action. The surprise is that in Jesus' description, the man does not go out looking for treasure. He stumbles across it in the field. And the merchant, looking diligently for pearls, happens upon a priceless one. And then they sell what they have to buy it. The great treasure is not the result of human initiative. It is a gift. And according to the parable, it comes as the opportunity of a lifetime. And it requires action on behalf of those who are presented it. And what kind of action? Complete commitment and total investment of everything we have in exchange for it. Jesus isn't suggesting that we can buy or own the kingdom of heaven in this exchange. The reign of God isn't a personal possession to acquire. We are to enter into it, to live in it, and to commit our lives to furthering it on earth. And to do this, Christians must be decisive, resourceful, and willing to risk everything for it. Today's gospel reminds us that seeking, living, and working in the reign of God is the most important treasure that we can have, whether we stumble across it or pursue it doggedly. Once we have it, we give everything to keep it. And as with Solomon, we ask God to help us use wisely this great opportunity that we have been given, and to extend what we have been given to others, because that is the nature of the kingdom of God. Maybe through us, someone else will find this great eternal treasure. The reign of God, the pearl of great price, cannot be hoarded. It must be shared. The kingdom of heaven is never a me and Jesus deal. Never. It always extends to the whole of God's people and creation, without exception or limitation. The rich, the poor, the beautiful, the not so beautiful, the in crowd, those on the fringe. We share it with the world. We live it. And it is its own reward, the great treasure of life with God. In our baptism, we received the gift of salvation, a gift in itself. But as a Christian adult, are we pursuing the gift of the kingdom of heaven to which we have been made heirs? Are we seeking it here and now, every moment of every day? Are we committing to it completely? Are we investing in it totally? Or are we just waiting and counting upon stumbling on it someday? Are we settling for a lesser treasure or any old pearl that happens to shine a little bit? In the story, everything had to be sold to keep what had been found. Everything. Neither the man in the field nor the merchant get something for nothing. Rather, they get something for everything. However, what they sell and let go of is valueless in comparison to what they have found. And they realize this because they have really found it. The pearl of great price. For Solomon, it was wisdom. For Christians, it's the reign of God, the kingdom of heaven. If the cost seems too great, then perhaps we haven't really found it yet.